For Clara Frank, 2013 was unlike any other year of her life. Clara, who is in her 40s, lives in Washington, D.C. She learned that the nagging health problems that she was experiencing were symptoms of a bigger problem that was proving tough to identify.
I realized that the first real symptom that I had was extreme exhaustion. And when I say extreme exhaustion, I'm not saying feeling a little bit sleepy. I mean, it was the kind of exhaustion where I could not keep my eyes open. I was falling asleep at my desk. So I consulted with a doctor, and I was diagnosed with narcolepsy. He put me on some stimulants that worked for a little while, but then the exhaustion would come right back.
After a while of dealing with the exhaustion, Clara said the area around her abdomen began to swell. She said she became depressed because her stomach was getting so large that her mother asked her if she was having a baby.
I tried every kind of diuretic. I tried every kind of natural remedy. I also started to develop intense pain in my neck and my shoulders and in my knees to the point where I couldn't crouch down easily. So I went to see a rheumatologist thinking that maybe I had arthritis or maybe even fibromyalgia.
The doctor then took x-rays and determined a minor case of osteoarthritis in her neck, but could not determine the cause of her swollen abdomen. So he then referred Clara to a gastroenterologist.
I started to develop a brutal gastric reflux problem. I couldn't keep anything down. My esophagus was just burning raw because of all the gastric acid that was coming up continuously. So finally, he ordered a CT scan. And at that point, I had gone on the internet. I took a look at my symptoms, and all of them pointed towards ovarian cancer.
Amanda Davis, Director of Marketing and Communications for the Ovarian Cancer National Alliance in Washington, D.C., explained some of the symptoms Clara was experiencing.
There are four symptoms that doctors have recognized frequently occur with women who have ovarian cancer, and those are bloating, difficulty eating or feeling full very quickly, abdominal or pelvic pain, and needing to go to the bathroom more frequently or urgently. Many women will experience those symptoms at one or more times during her life, and that doesn't mean that she necessarily has ovarian cancer. But if she has several of those symptoms, or if they are new or unusually persistent, that might be a sign that she should see her doctor and get checked out.
A CAT scan confirmed that her worst fears had come true. It showed a malignancy on her ovaries. Malignancies were also found in a fluid called ascites, which had been the source of her swelling abdomen, pain, and gastric reflux problems.
I had a radical hysterectomy, so everything was removed from the uterus to the fallopian tubes to the ovaries. The doctor also removed what's called the omentum, which is a fatty sheath that protects the abdomen. So that was kind of a thrown-in benefit, which is I had kind of an ad hoc tummy tuck done. Also, my bowel was restructured.
Prior to the surgery, Clara said she went back to the internet to look up the survival rates of women with her type of ovarian cancer, and she found they were extremely dire.
A diagnosis of ovarian cancer with malignant ascites means that your cancer has been diagnosed at a very late stage. And the survival rate, the 5-year survival rate for someone who's diagnosed with both, and after the surgery I was diagnosed with stage 3C, it was staged after the surgery, the survival rate is extremely poor. I think that for someone with 3C and malignant ascites, the 5-year survival rate is less than 30%. It may even be less than 20%. So I was terrified, absolutely terrified.
Despite the grim statistics, Clara did receive some good news regarding her cancer. She was told that all of the cancer had been removed, and with the proper form of chemotherapy, her chances of surviving for 5 years would dramatically improve. Clara went through the chemotherapy using a patch. She said she also learned to enjoy the small comforts of her life.
What it does to you is, especially when you're diagnosed with a cancer with a very poor prognosis, is that your life turns into one big cliche. You really do want to seize life. You do want to seize the day. So there are things that I'd been putting off for a long time that I'm now doing. We all know that life is finite, but for me, the finish line may have been pushed up quite a bit. So there is no time to lose. Now is the time to do what you enjoy doing and to stop putting off the things that you have been putting off and try to enjoy every day as much as you can. Things that used to bother me a lot don't bother me as much as they used to.
Amanda Davis of the Ovarian Cancer National Alliance emphasizes women need to be aware of the risk factors for ovarian cancer.
We know that some aspects that can reduce women's risk include things like having been pregnant, giving birth to children, and breastfeeding. We also know that not having done those things can increase risk, and that some women have genetic mutations that can drastically increase their chances of getting ovarian cancer.
Davis said one of the biggest challenges in raising awareness about ovarian cancer is that women do not think about it until they get it or someone they know has the disease, and there is presently no early detection test for ovarian cancer. In the meantime, women like Clara, who have been diagnosed with a disease with a poor prognosis, will continue to seize life and seize the day. I'm Kim Lewis reporting from Washington.